And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
You talked to him lately?
I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. Doug Danger joins us here on the Phil Henry Show from the Orange County Courier. Doug is the entertainment writer and a column that has caused a little bit of controversy, Doug. One where you are... You're basically laying out the plan to out heterosexuals. Is that, did I read that right?
That's exactly what we're doing, Phil. The column, based upon a website that we've constructed called GetLarger.com, is going to out heterosexuals. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've been out for probably close to 8 months, and I have found, you know, obviously, I don't think there is a person out there that is not aware of this practice of outing homosexuals, and that is telling people, publicizing the fact that somebody is gay in order to, well, sometimes in order to hurt that person's reputation or to hurt that person's business. Other times, it's done for political reasons. I would say that the practice of outing heterosexuals has not been quite at the top of the list because people don't think in creative terms. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because I'm gay and because I'm a gay journalist, I've been able to develop, and a lot of gay people obviously have this ability to think a little bit more creatively. And
all right, well, how do you out a heterosexual?
Let me tell you about the website first that we're constructing. We are going to advertise for the first time ever in history, and believe me when I tell you, Phil, there is no surgery that can enlarge a man's manhood, if you will.
Okay.
There is no credible surgery. There's a lot of claims, but there is none. There's no cosmetic surgery that can enhance a man's manhood the way cosmetic surgery can enhance a woman's breasts. However, we've constructed a website where we advertise the world's first penis enlargement surgery, and we invite men to send in their contact information.
And, all right, now why do you do that?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Once we have the contact information from men who are interested in this surgery, we then use that as a database for single women who have been asked out, who are socializing with, or who otherwise know that there is a young man interested in them. They can contact us, give us that man's name, and we'll cross-check it against the database that we have.
And so the girl calls up to find out if this guy is interested in some kind of enhancement surgery for his maleness.
That's correct.
And then she finds out that if he is, then therefore
he's under in doubt. Now, this is what we call outing heterosexuals.
And why would you do that?
I will tell you why I do that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and for a lot of years I've seen how the straight world is out of the gay world. Well, turnabout's fair play. Time to pay the piper. It's time to, as straight people, they're going to have to own up to the fact that they're, you know, two can play at this game. And I'm doing it primarily, Phil, to show that not only homosexuals can be outed.
Let me ask you, there's no such surgery, right?
No, there is no real surgery to enhance a man's member. There are a lot of websites, and there's a lot of voodoo and a lot of phony medicine that tells you, well, if you take this drug or if you use this kind of a pump or some ridiculous stuff like that. But no, you can talk to any credible urologist, any doctor. There is no such surgery. There are things that can cosmetically make it appear to be larger.
Such as what?
Well, there is a surgery where a muscle is severed just above a man's member, and it makes it appear to hang longer or whatever you want to say. So, but no, there is no such thing as enhancing that part of the body as, for instance, there is in enhancing a woman's breasts.
So it's false advertising, isn't it?
No, it's not false advertising. What it is a journalist...
No, wait a minute. If you've got a website saying, now the world's first enlargement surgery for men, and please send us your contact information...
Right.
Well, what if they say, okay, where is it?
They're not going to say that because we'll tell them that this was a put-on to gather information. Yeah, they willingly sent me the information.
All right, now, if they sent you information where they wanted more information about, enhancement of the male thing, and then you turn around and give that to women?
Well, no, I'm only giving it to women who know the man's name. For instance, you're a young woman, and a man's asked you out on a date, or a man has requested your company at a function, or he's just interested in seeing you for lunch. You can call the number that we will give once we get this database organized. And you could say, for instance, is Phil Hendry on this list? You know.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm just using an example. We just say, is Joe Smith on the list? And we can ask the young lady, okay, what's the name? Joe Smith. I'll look, go through the database. Has a man named Joe Smith contacted us and expressed interest in male member enhancement? We say to her, yes, he has. Now she knows. And she can make her decisions from that point on. But obviously, it's a piece of information she's going to want.
So, therefore, the girl, isn't this humiliating for the man?
Well, it's not. How's it humiliating?
If the guy has an earnest interest in this kind of surgery.
The first thing he ought to do is know that it's not possible. So anybody advertising some miracle surgery to enlarge your manhood, he hasn't done his due diligence. He hasn't done his homework. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay? I'm not interested in whether or not this surgery exists or not. I know it doesn't. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've been interested in this thing of outing gay people.
And well, isn't most of the outing of gay people done by other gay people?
No, not necessarily.
Well, who else would know that they're gay?
Well, that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is heterosexuals can be outed, too.
All right, Doug Danger joins us. Doug, a longtime correspondent for our show from the Orange County Courier. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. There's something a little bit...
If it seems unseemly, Phil, I can explain to you how this is really a public service.
All right, well, let me explain to the audience what you've basically said. That you would advertise a surgery that would enhance a man's genitalia.
Correct.
Even though that surgery doesn't exist. But what you're trying to do is get contact information for men who would be interested in that kind of surgery.
Right. How many guys out there in America are interested in having their you-know-what enlarged? Now, who's interested in that besides the guy who wants to have that surgery done to himself? Well, the women who may be going out with him.
All right, so then you amass a database of all these guys who wrote in inquiring about this surgery. And then once you have the database, you let young women know that you have that. And
that's right. We give them a toll-free number. They call us, and we tell. And then they ask us, "Is this man so and so on the list?" Like a young lady meets a guy over here at. I hear a guy on your show occasionally. He goes out to that Rusty Pelican.
Right.
All right. You meet a guy over there. His name's Bob. And is Bob Jones on your list? Well, yeah, he's right here. He just contacted us. He wants to know all about having his manhood enlarged. And you know, tell the young lady, I hope that helps you. 9 times out of 10, you're going to hear her say, thank you, thank God, thank Christ, somebody out there gave me the information before it was too late.
Well, before it's too late, you know, I can't help but think that what you're doing is just trying to humiliate men who may have a real interest in this surgery because perhaps they're underdeveloped, you know what I mean? Perhaps there's some kind of a...
You know something, Phil? Not everybody is like that. You're going to find, you advertise male enlargement surgery, you're going to find millions of men are going to be interested in it, the same way millions of women are interested in breast enhancement. Now, I think that it is a public duty and a public service, and I'm a reporter, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've got a public duty to let the readership and let the public know what's going on. But if a guy asks you out, and is coming on to you in a bar and is acting like he's stud of the month, and you call up our website, you find out this guy's in line for, you know, having it made bigger. Obviously, this guy is not playing with a full deck. He is not who he says he is. You've got a right to know that. The public has a right to know.
Somehow it doesn't strike me as journalism, though.
Why not?
Well, it
is outing the heterosexual. Basically, what it's doing is it's outing the heterosexual male for the bullcrap artist that he is. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As a gay man and a gay journalist, the idea of this is to out the heterosexual as opposed to, for instance, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm going to out gay people. I don't want to do that. That's been done already. That's been done. That's over. That's old.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Heather, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I was just wondering, I realize that you're outing heterosexuals, but wouldn't it be possible that you're outing homosexuals? Couldn't I as...
No, because what's happening is young ladies are calling. What we're doing is this is a database that young women can call us and ask if the man's name is on that list.
Well,
and
what if my
say,
brother
hold
wanted
on, let me answer your question. So a young lady's going to call in, and she's going to say, you know what, I just met a guy last night, he asked me out, and I'd like to know this, that, or something else. And so I give them the information, and that young lady knows to, you know, steer clear.
But what if my brother wants to check on his lover, and he has me call? I mean,
your brother gay?
What's the difference?
Your brother's gay?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, good for him.
Well, you're not really hurting anybody.
What was your question?
What was your question, ma'am? I'm sorry.
What was your question? Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, what was your question, Heather?
I'm a heterosexual female, and I'm saying that your logic is flawed. There are men out there who need, let's say he had an accident and had his...
Wait, but that's not what you asked me. You asked me something else about your brother being gay. I didn't know where you were going with that, but what...
Oh, what if I'm saying you would also be outing homosexuals as well?
No, I wouldn't. I just told you. Girls are calling in to find out about a guy that just asked them out.
And a guy wouldn't call in to ask about a guy on a list?
No, we're talking about a database made available to single women.
Ah, and how would you know that I'm a single woman or that my brother isn't using me to call in?
Well, I mean, if that's how you get your kicks, you know, I don't know. For me, we're doing a survey. This lady's calling it for a brother to do what?
Well, look at
no, but we're doing public service for straight women. So when a guy asks about penis enlargement, hell, I don't know. There may be some dykes out there that want to have that cert. I don't know, you know. But all I'm saying is, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of straight women out there. Maybe you're not one of them, Heather. But there's a lot of straight women out there that want to know whether they're going to get a guy the size of a thumb or whether.
All right, great. Hold on for a minute, because I got to ask him, Michelle, if you could ask him to clean up his act a little bit. 1-800-449-8686. There's no such thing as penis enhancement surgery. This just doesn't exist. However, Doug Danger is putting up a website that advertises that just that kind of surgery to see how many men will send in contact information to find out more. Once he gets that database together, he then makes it available to single women to check up and see if a guy who just asked them out is on the list or not. Basically, if you're a woman and you're interested in a guy, just one more thing to check out. Has he got a problem in that department? Call up the Doug Danger database. It sounds abusive to me. Doug says it's outing heterosexuals. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
So you're 250 pounds of donut oil. Good for you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, it just drives me nuts, you know, that's all I'm saying. But I got to get a story.
All right, we're back on the air here with Doug Danger at the Orange County Courier. He's in the newsroom right now, and I know that you... Don't you guys telecommute anymore, Doug?
A lot of guys telecommute. A lot of writers do file from their houses or their apartments. I like coming into the newsroom. It's where I grew up. It's how I learned the business. I started a small newspaper in North Carolina and worked my way out here to the West Coast. So I like working in the newsroom.
All right, we're talking about this the story you're doing on outing heterosexuals, where you've set up a phony website advertising penis enlargement surgery, which does not exist, and you collect all these names of men who may be interested in it, and then you give these names to single women.
Right. Again, we would give out a hotline number, which basically would be, you know, outing the guy you're interested in, something like that. If you're a young lady, you met a guy, you can call us anywhere from anywhere in the country. Can you tell me if this guy's on the list? Yes, he is. Boom. She knows. She knows right away she's dealing with a guy that's undersized. And
so this guy is blown off by the chick because of that. And how does that make you feel?
Well, it doesn't make me feel anything. It gives me information. It gives me information that there's a lot of heterosexual men out there. You know for a fact there'd be millions of them. Who all of a sudden, the fact that they are not the Marlboro man that they want these women to think they are, the fact that they're not Conan the Barbarian and the guns of Navarone and a mushroom cloud and a mushroom-clad laying mother all rolled into one, that these guys are just undersized, and the girl knows about it. And I think it's a study in journalism. It's a study in sociology. It's a study in it. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, this is the kind of work I do. I'm gay, so I'm not worried about this. Okay, so and I don't know any gay guys out there. This is only going to be for women who call about men. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Rebecca. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, our guest, on a story that he's working on. Rebecca, go ahead.
Yes, I guess, first of all, I do want to acknowledge that I understand this is a sociology kind of experiment and trial kind of a thing. And I do also respect that you're trying to notify women something about a man that might make them second-guess dating that person farther. I can understand
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. I mean, you've heard women talk, and I've certainly heard women talk about, oh, wow, you know, I went out with a guy the other night. Turned out the guy was about the size of a pinky finger, and they're laughing about it and all that. Well, why have to get the information from one of your girlfriends? She's already slept with the guy. Why not get it directly from our hotline? And
all right, okay, Doug, just let Rebecca finish.
Well, wait,
yes.
Look, I'm a gay journalist because I don't have an axe to grind. I don't got a dog in this fight.
All right, go ahead,
okay.
Rebecca.
Well, I understand that, and that's why I wanted to point out that I can understand some of your goals in the first place. But I just feel, I can't help but feel like you're going about this in a wrong way, not only by false advertising in a way, and that is what that is, but... You know, I just feel like there's a lot of innocent men out there and women that may be interested in something like this for so many different reasons.
I mean
women enhancing a part of their body.
Jesus.
And people in general. And
but
that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that person.
When a woman does it, you see the results.
Oh, yes.
And you see, when a man, the fact that most men will tell you that they're fine in that department, well, you know that can't possibly be true. And I think if the day ever comes when a surgery comes out that'll make, you know, let me, if you don't mind me saying, or I know I'm talking to a lady, but make the guy look like Pipeline Dan, hell of a man. You know what I'm saying? So this guy, suddenly millions of men are interested in the surgery. Now, don't you think women should be apprised of this? Now, I'm gay.
Well,
and I've seen gay people outed all my life. And now you got these guys who go walking up to a girl in a bar, coming on like they're Johnny the Wad, coming on like they're Rocco Siffredi in Buttman 3, you know, or whatever. I'm sorry.
Look, this is a young lady you're speaking to here.
I'm sorry.
And I think, too, a better way to let a woman know if they are getting involved with a man they shouldn't be.
I'm a gay man.
Find out a way to tag men that are wife beaters, men that are abusive.
Good point.
Or,
now, how about that?
You know, instead of somebody that has a small penis,
let's start where a woman, if she's going out on a date with a guy, if she just wants to go out on a date, I don't think the wife beating end of it is as important as finding out whether or not we're talking about, you know, ring number one, ring finger number one, or ring finger, you know, whatever we're talking, you know what I'm saying, or the thumb,
well,
or what.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, I think, especially with women, if they have a connection with a man and they think that they could fall in love with them, now size is not as important.
Even if the guy's the size of someone's pinky.
Doug, let me ask you a question. How accurate would your list be?
Well, it'd be very accurate because what we're talking about here are men who are inquiring about enhancement surgery. So we're talking about guys that, you know, you've got to be cocktail Frank size to even be interested in something like that.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true because I think there's some people that can't get enough of anything. And just like women that may already have big breasts, still sometimes will go even bigger.
Well, yeah,
you'll have men that already are well endowed that think, I'd like to be more like John Holmes.
Here's the thing. That tells you something, too.
It's not a good measure.
That tells you something, too, because the girl calls up, she says, is so-and-so on the list? Yes, he is. That's all she needs to know. She doesn't know the guy may hit the floor and roll to the wall. She just knows this guy's interested in that kind of surgery.
So it tells her what? That he's got a big ego?
That he thinks he's, Ron Jeremy without the sense of humor, you know.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with a website advertising male enhancement surgery. Then he gives that information to men who are interested in it over to single women and let them know if the guy's on the list for that kind of surgery. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know I'm gay, right?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger with us. All right, now this website, Doug, is going to be about male enhancement surgery, which does not exist.
No, it does not exist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. And I don't know if I'm making that clear. Yeah, I know you say that. I say it a lot. But I want to make that clear in relation to the story that I'm telling right now. So do you think that's clear?
Yes, it's clear.
All right. I'm trying to out heterosexuals. Why? Because they out homosexuals. Does male enhancement surgery exist? No, it does not. There are a lot of people who will take your money if you promising you that, but it doesn't exist. However, we are advertising a surgery that doesn't exist, and we're going to see how many men email us and give us contact information. We give that to young single women. I don't know what's so hard to understand. I've been explaining this now for 30 minutes. Are you not getting it?
Well, yeah, I get it. I think the question is,
why do I got to keep explaining it? See, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, what I'm interested in is the truth underneath the truth. All right, I'm gay, which means as I have traveled through the straight world, I've developed an ability to see through things that are not true. A lot of us call it gay eye. A lot of us call it homo-optic. But whatever you want to call it, we have the ability to see. Now a guy calls up and says, yeah, I'm interested in penis enlargement. Okay, good for you. Guess what, pal? You're trapped. Now a girl calls and says, I'm going out with a guy. Can you tell me if he's on the list? Yeah, thank you. It's a very quick and dirty and easy clearinghouse for girls to, you know, clear their social calendar more than anything else. At the same time, we get a good story out of it in sociologic terms.
So a woman to clear her social calendar,
if she's got four or five guys asking her out, she calls our website, finds out how many of these guys are on the Root DeBarge enlargement website. And see, I'm a gay man and a guy.
Right, let me get to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know who's been hanging on the longest, but let's try Flemings. Flemings is in Florida. Go ahead, man. Flemings.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I got a question. After he gets that information from all these people, is it legal to be giving that information to people outside?
All the time.
He said he's going to have information from all these patients or persons that call giving that.
Right. No, it's not illegal. They share advertising information all the time. Magazines do. Periodicals of all kinds do.
Okay, that was my question.
Right. So what's your name?
Sparkle Flemings from.
All right, so you would be interested in this kind of surgery?
No. I was just calling.
Put you right down on the list.
He said he's not. The surgery doesn't exist.
Right.
Well,
but it sounds like he's betraying.
Well,
you know all these.
No,
people.
But you're worried. Let me ask you let's first things first, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a green card?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. All right, now, so you say you're not interested in the surgery?
No.
Well, then you don't have to worry about your name being given out.
No, I understand that, but I was talking because he was saying he's going to get a list of a lot of people, and they're calling, you know, worried about something, and then he's going to turn around and give this information out to some other people, you know.
Your name's Flemings?
Huh?
Is your name is Flemings, right?
Yes.
Are you, and forgive me, but are you a butler? You're not a butler, are you?
No.
Because that's a great, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm a writer, and I think, you know, hey, Flemings, Scotch, you know, I would say that...
Okay, that's not to the point, though.
No, but I would say that with a name like Flemings, I would want you to avoid going to our website because right away, you know, they're going to want to...
Yeah.
Okay, look...
I understand that, but, you know...
You know what I mean? They're going to say, yeah. You know a guy named Fleming? Never mind, I don't even need to ask.
Yeah, because I got a friend.
I know he's on the list.
Let's say my friend calls the line, you know, and he's gay and he's a gay security.
Is he a gay man and a gay journalist?
No, gay man and gay security. That's his job. So, you know, he cannot have his name.
Does he do gate security or gay security?
No, gay security. So he cannot have his name around, you know. Some other guy that I'm talking about.
Not a guy named Flemings, though.
No, some other person.
Well, look, can I ask you a question? Do women complain about the size of your rocket?
All right, let's thank you, Flemings. What are you trying to do to that guy?
Well, you got to be putting me on. Hi, yeah, my name's Flemings, but... I can imagine a young lady calling after meeting him and saying, all she has to do is, I say, you know, male enhancement hotline, Flemings. Yeah, he's here. Yeah, I got it. I don't even have to look at the list.
Is this a joke or something, man?
No, Bill, it's not a joke, you know.
Because this levity that you light, you know, there are some concerns here. Let me tell you one thing. There's a lot of men who might have had an injury, who might have...
Come on, Phil, I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about the average moron who doesn't understand there's no such thing as penis enhancement surgery. He's going to call up and put his name on a list, all right? Now, a guy like that, a man who's been injured or a man who's born with a birth defect, has probably done more homework on whether or not that surgery exists. I mean, that guy he knows everything about the unit. He knows average size, average lifespan, length, width. He knows how, you know, what color it is on, you know, that pinto effect. You ever seen? Oh, man. Anyway,
I don't want to know about any of that. 1-800-449-8686, the number here. I'll go over to Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I've just got one thing to say to this cat. For number one, you can't be putting people's information out like you say you can. Number two, everybody knows you're a fag and you're a fag reporter. Number three...
Yeah, I kick ass, too.
Wait a minute. You're not going to interrupt me, partner. Look,
I kick ass.
I'm a gay man, Gager. You think that you know everything because people have dogged you all your life. But I will tell you this. I don't care if you're white, black, pink, yellow, gay, homosexual, it don't matter. Straight, it don't matter. If people was to treat people the way they want to be treated throughout this country would be a better place, regardless of what sexual preference you have or what color or denomination you are.
I don't want to get an argument with you, man. I'm just trying to tell you.
Your boyfriend gave you the short end of the stick there, partner.
I'm just trying to tell you that I'm a gay man and a gay...
All right, gentlemen, please. Mike makes a point, Doug, that you've been interrupting a lot.
I've not been interrupting.
Most of the people you interrupt very a lot. I've listened to the last 35 minutes, Mike.
Are you afraid I'm going to out you? Look, all you do
is... No, I'm just saying, you have this thing that you just want to get after the straight people.
I'm gay.
Listen to me for a second, partner. Why don't you just listen...
Hey, man, I don't listen to somebody that starts off by calling me a fag. I don't give that guy the time of day, all right? You're lucky I'm not standing in the same room with you, man. I'd give you fag. I'd put a boot right up your ass. You'd be walking down the street with three legs, man. Two regular legs and my other leg coming out of your ass.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Phil, if he would listen to me and listen to the logic to what I'm trying to make.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Treat others the way that you want to be treated, regardless of what you have as a sexual preference, your color, your denomination. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
You know how far away from Sunday I am, man? You know how far away from the Lutheran hour I am, and you're laying on me here on a Thursday night? Look, all I'm saying...
Did you hear what the man said? I think it's a good thing. What you're doing, Doug...
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I'm trying to do a piece of journalism about guys that, you know, walk up to chicks in bars. This guy's all upset because I don't know why, you know? Maybe the fact.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, partner. I got a wife and three kids. I could care less what you do, but you
got a wife and three kids.
Other people's feelings.
Who's the father?
The same way I just said.
I think what the man is saying is this will hurt a lot of guys.
Oh, well, excuse me. It's going to hurt a lot of guys. You know how many women have been hurt by these guys with this male image, this macho image of themselves as being Johnny the Wad, stud on a stick? And now all of a sudden these guys are getting into a website because they're too stupid to know the surgery don't exist. And then the chick calls up and says, yeah, I want to know if Mike is on this website or on this list. I go, yeah, he is. He's got one about the size of half a cocktail, Frank. And they go, thanks a lot. What's so bad about that?
First of all, I want to clear something up before you guys talk. Wait. Is this legal to share this information?
Advertisers share information all the time. Magazines
are not advertising. You're not advertising. You're offering a surgery to help.
No, I'm not offering any surgery. It don't exist. That don't matter.
You're still advertising a surgical procedure, which is considered medical. Now, partner, I don't know whether it is or not.
If it doesn't exist, it could be voodoo for all I know.
Well, here's the thing. Why not treat others the way you want to be treated? And everybody just, you know, try to treat each other as a decent human being.
That's a good point. But occasionally, I like to duke it out.
Get out of here, will you?
No, he said treat others as... I like a good bar fight.
Well, I mean, fine. Go get a bar fight. But why ruin some men out here that are shorter than others, but I'm going to give you a little...
Look, it didn't hurt you. You're married. Look, it didn't hurt you. You're married with kids.
All right, look at it.
Hold on, man. Here's a stat for you. The stat is this. The average male is 5 to 7 inches.
That's pathetic.
What does it matter? What does it matter? Some women like them short, some women like it long. What's the difference?
There ain't a woman out there that likes it short. You know the women complain about rockets.
I appreciate you taking my call,
thanks a lot.
Sir,
and you know the women are always getting together, sweating in their tights, talking about the size of a guy's rocket. Meanwhile, they're sitting there with a rear-end 16X handle. I just was faking it.
Hello?
Phil, I appreciate,
yeah, thank you very much, sir.
You taking my call, sir.
Thank you,
have
sir.
A nice night.
Good night. Thank you. That was a very polite gentleman.
Yeah, real polite. He started off by saying I'm half a fag.
Well, you said that you're...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not half. I'm full. I'm 100%. I'm 200%. 100% gay, 100% journalist. And most journalists are 100% gay. They just don't know it. I'm sorry, man, but you know what? I'll tell you what, right now, that filet of fish over at McDonald's, you get that number 4.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I give it 5 gay thumbs up.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, it's really hostile the way these guys are reacting.
Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. I understand that, but that man, after he initially called you a fag, he calmed down, and I thought he was very respectful, and he made a good point. Why can't we just start treating each other with a little bit of decency instead of...
Phil, I'd be happy to hold hands with you and Mike and everybody that's called in, and we can all dance around, a, you know, a merry-go-round and have lollipops stuck right up our you-know-what with butter on them. But the fact is, Phil, this is a cruel world, and we have to do something to try to stop the cruelty. And one of the ways of doing that is to put the mirror up to the face of the individuals inflicting that cruelty. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can do that by putting up a website, having guys calling in thinking they want to get some fake surgery, have the chick call in, find out if the guy's lift, the guy's done that thing.
What?
Well, it's, you know, I've been saying it so much this hour, I'm getting sick and tired of it. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's what we call resetting so that people know what it is you're talking about.
Well, I got two names, Fleming and Mike, both in Florida. What's that tell you?
Doug, look it, man. In all seriousness, it could very well hurt some poor guy.
Look at what guy is going to want to date a chick who is so superficial that she'd call our hotline and find out what size, you know, if the guy called in interested in getting some kind of a tube extension, you know? And if she says, you know, I called this hotline, I found out you were on that hotline, I found you were on the list, I don't want to date you, you could at least say, okay, fine, shove off, bitch. Because I don't have no interest in you either. And you know what? Me and my thumb will take off. We'll go right. I'll just get on my hog and pretend like I got one.
Okay.
But see, I think it benefits men and women. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I've been gay. I've been gay forever. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I've been a journalist forever. And my being gay, and it's all mixed together.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So let's go over to TJ. TJ, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
I'm a married heterosexual man, and I turned on your show here a few times, and I'm beginning to like, I'm going to listen more often. I did tell you I'm a married heterosexual man. Let me explain a little something about the gay reporter here.
I wanted to mention
what he's talking about right off the bat.
First of all,
what he doesn't know of anything about is women. He wouldn't even listen to the woman.
I know a lot about women. 99.9%. A lot of women come into gay bars.
Doesn't even matter about size.
A lot of women come into gay bars.
Being a married heterosexual man and married for a long time, no matter what your size is, a woman shrinks to fit and adapt to her man.
Is that what your wife does?
Okay, Doug. You see
what
you're trying to do?
He won't even listen to a woman.
He's speaking from experience. Well, look, all I'm saying is this.
And what you're not giving out is when a man calls in, whether a man may have 4 inches and want to go to 6, there's men out there, just like that woman said, who's got 10 inches and want to become 12.
Yeah, but she ain't going to know that.
A man who's got
she's,
10 inches,
she's not going to know that. What she is going to find out is that the guy. What she is going to find out is that the guy.
But you won't even know because you're a gay man and you're a gay journalist.
I am gay.
But like you said earlier,
yes.
And when people were listening, you got a hard on against heterosexual men and you're trying to. Screw up their lives by giving false information.
Sir, you are upset because your wife thinks you wear a bow tie.
Just kicked off. And
sir,
you wanna,
you're upset.
My wife is so happy. You want to know what it takes to please a woman? Ask any dyke. It takes
hey,
two
sir,
fingers and a tongue.
I've been inside. We get all kinds of straight women who come into gay bars all the time, and they tell us the truth, and they mention your name a lot.
Women are just like men. Women sit around and lie about their men. If you hung around real women, not gay women, you would understand.
No, I do hang around real women. I'm talking to you, aren't I?
You wouldn't give her a time of a day.
Oh, why don't you quit wearing it? You know what? You'd be a lot happier if you quit wearing that clip-on bow tie.
Because they call you faggot? I'll tell you what.
I'd kick your ass.
One person you don't ever want to cross with.
Oh, dude. What, you and your little four-inch thumb?
All right, look. What did he say? Oh, we have to. Okay. 1-800-449.
What did you do, cut him off?
Yeah.
I laid into that guy, man. I got him good. Oh, I hit the jump shot.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, if people are interested in the website, Phil, all they have to do is go to www.sizematters. That's why they have sex toys. That's Size Matters. That's why they have sextoys.com. And just log on. Find out about how you can get yours about the size of a fire hose. Then chicks will call up. I'll find and tell them that you call. You know what I'm saying.
I didn't call.
Well, you will.
We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.